All right. Who logged in using my account? This is unbelievable. Okay, now I just got kicked out of the chat room. All right, Kathy, can you hear me now? Kathy, type in. Oh, okay, we're on the air. Welcome, everybody. Hold on, I got to play something. All right, hold on. Sovereign Rain, are you on the air with me?
Hello?
Hello, Sovereign Rain. Welcome. Okay, hold on. I'm going to put you on hold for a second. I got to do this right. Hold on.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, hold on. I got to put you on hold. It says you're on like three different calls here. Hold on a second. Hold on. All right. I got to do this right just so we can start this over. All right. The song just played. Yeah.
Atomic batteries to power. Turbines to speed.
And here we go.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Here we go. A slight delay in the audio, but everything is fixed, and I am Pogo Man from the Virtue Server, formerly of City of Heroes, and this is Paragon Radio. As I said, it's a little bit after 9 o'clock. Technical difficulties put aside. Welcome, December 22nd. This is our Christmas episode. Let's play some Charlie Brown dance music. Everybody get up, dance around. I'm not alone tonight. Mad Viking's having some problems, so she is another one-third. Of the leadership of Paragon Dawn. She is the one. Fabulous. She is Sovereign Rain.
Hello.
Hello. Wow. How come you called him three times?
I kissed.
Oh my God. Hold on. Wait. I gotta. Hold on. Wait. I gotta do something here because I brought you on all three times for some reason. Hold on. Wait. Let me try it. All right. Do it now. Go ahead.
Okay.
There you are. Okay, I have you once, so we don't hear you in triplicate. There you go. I stopped the music. Okay, yes. That was so weird. I kept hearing the Blog Talk person going, so many minutes, so many seconds. And then the show was about to start. I heard nothing.
Mm-hmm. What do I hear?
I was like, I was like, it was unbelievable. Everything was good to go. I was like, great. I called in. No problem. Like, something's going to get screwed up. And there it was. We had a little screw up, but we're live. We're ready to rock.
Except every time I talk, it comes right back in my ear.
Oh. I see what the problem is here. Wait. I see what the problem. For some reason, I have two sets of the radio station open. All right, hold on. We're getting rid of that one. Okay. Maybe that's what the problem was.
I don't know. Nope.
I don't know you. No, I still see three of you. Okay, hold on. We have this one open. That was weird. I don't know why I did that. Okay. Maybe that's what it was. I had two sets of the station open. I don't know why I did that.
Talk again.
Huh. There were two web pages for the station open, and the one I was using may have been the bad copy.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I don't know what difference that would have made, because when both of them up, one of them should have said, okay, the show's on. I should have heard something from either of them, but anyway, we should be good to go. And how are you, Sovereign Rain? How are you doing tonight, my dear? Hello? Hello? Did we just lose her? And she dropped her call. Oh, wait, she's back. Hello, Sovereign Rain.
Hello.
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 Wow, that was loud. Hello. Hello, we hear you. Do you hear
okay. This?
Wait, do you hear this sound?
Sorry. Yeah, I hear you. Hello. Yes.
Okay, yes, very good, very good. Well, it said you dropped and then... Yeah.
Well, I had two windows open on mine, and that's why it was giving me a talk back, and I went eeny, miny, mo to which one to X out of, and I guess I picked the wrong one.
It's okay. All right. So here we are. We're good to go. We're ready to rock and roll and all that good stuff.
Okay. When we go live, we'll edit out all the difficulties.
Well, we are live, and it's live, and we can't edit it out. So. Oh, well. The joys of live radio. Look at this. Code Warrior has joined us in the chat. Hello, Code Warrior. Welcome to the show. Welcome, Kathleen Keller. We had a most interesting day. You know, Kathleen Keller, she is a neighbor of mine a couple blocks away. We had a most interesting day down the block from me, a couple houses down. A house was on fire this morning at 6 a.m. And then in the afternoon, you know, I guess the fire department had it out within the hour. And then I guess about 1, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, the roof was smoldering, and it went on fire again. And I was down there for a while checking out. My back was killing me. My leg was hurting from, you know, just trying to get everything done for the holidays. I was like, all right, you know what? I did a live video on Facebook earlier, and, you know, when that was going on. I was like, I've had enough of this.
I felt bad
for the neighbor. What? What was it?
The house was caught on fire by those trick candles that you blow out and then they come back on.
Oh, yes. Well, we had... Code Warrior goes, the roof is on fire. Well, we don't know. Well, we have some speculation about what happened. We think there was some...
shenanigans.
Yes, by the people who live there. Because they've lived there for a while and there was some chicanery going on by the people who are renting the house. So there's speculation that they might have been the ones who set it on fire themselves. So
yeah, insurance money, end of the year.
Yes. Well, no, they were supposed to, well, I'm trying to put the pieces of the story together, and I'm hearing things like they were supposed to be evicted the first of the month. They wouldn't leave. Just other things we're hearing, that there were some things found in the basement that might be used to start a fire that were found.
So it's kind of a, if I can't live here, nobody can kind of deal.
Right. And then I heard my brother-in-law said it was, I didn't catch it on News 12, which is our local news, that the story made News 12, that these people not only got away with it, but it seems like they're the hapless, helpless victims of this whole thing.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know what's going to happen.
Well, as long as it didn't hurt or kill anybody.
Well, what I really felt bad about was the next door neighbor. The side of her house was like melted.
Yeah.
From this whole thing. So I have here, I just put on in the background. I don't have the volume on. I put on the local news channel.
Because it sounds like those other people don't have any. So, of course.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm sorry. We were talking to her earlier, and she did say that her insurance will cover it, just that they won't be able to come out until next week because of the holiday.
Yeah. And here's what I hate about that, and whether it be a house catch on fire or by somebody else or someone steals your car and wrecks it and they don't have insurance because you ain't going to get them to pay for it, your own insurance has to pay for it. And then your insurance gets hiked. Someone steals your car or burns your house, and your insurance has to pay for it, and then they penalize you for something which you had no control over.
Exactly. Exactly.
It's it's not right.
It isn't right. I think it's so stupid. It really is. And the one who hits you, like sometimes I hear about this story. It's some high school kid who was like being an ass driving around. Mm-hmm. Or I remember this one time this happened. These foreigners got their driver's license. They got a car. They were driving around. They were purposely being reckless. And I hate to say it, it was right after 9/11, and they were Middle Easterns, and they were driving around trying to cause accidents.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really sad. And it was like, there were intersections. They would go up to the stop sign. They would go up to it. They would purposely go flying through it if they saw cars going through it. And you would have to like seriously, you would have to drive off into like parking lots, up on sidewalks, on major intersections. It was like, oh my God.
I don't see how anybody could do that. You'd have to have a death wish. I mean, somebody pulls out in front of me with some distance, I'm all, hey, you know.
Yeah, they didn't care. These guys didn't care. I think they got caught because I had only seen them do it for a few days, and then I never saw them again.
I'm so bad, I can hardly ride with people now. I can hardly be the rider, especially if I'm sitting up front, because I pick apart their driving. If they – I feel like they're driving too fast, or they're behind that person too close, or they change lanes, and I don't feel like they looked, and I'm sitting here slamming my foot into the floor or grabbing something, and they're like, what? And I'm like, can we get there without feeling like I'm on a roller coaster, please? Which, I hate roller coasters. Hello? Did it mess up again? Hello? Pogo? What in the world? Pogo.
No. All right, can you guys help me? Can you guys hear me? What is going on here? Can you guys hear me? Can you guys hear me? Can you guys hear me now? Hello, guys. Can you hear me? Very well. Any better? Any better? How's that? Is that any better? Better? Alright, we'll try it like that. I don't know what is going on here. And this is why it's worth...
Hello. Hello.
Guys, hello.
Hello.
Hello. Can anybody hear me? Hello. ridiculous.
Where's that? I can't talk. Where can you talk at?
Hello. Can you guys hear me? Can anyone hear me? Hello? Hello? Why can't anybody hear me? What is going on here? Hello? Rain, can you hear me?
Hello?
Rain, can you hear me?
Hello?
Can you hear me? I hear you. Can you hear me? Rain, I hear you. All right, Kathy can hear me. All right, that's good. All right, we'll try that. All right. Okay, everybody can hear me. All right. All right, that's good enough. All right, she can hear me. Very good. All right. I don't know what rank. All right.
Hello?
Hello, caller. Hello, caller.
Yeah, Mad Viking, can you hear me?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes.
Good. Okay, Rain, I don't know what's going on, but we're having audio problems here. My audio keeps going out. Okay, Rain, I'm bringing back on. Hello?
Hello.
Hey. Okay,
hey.
I got Rain back. We got Mad Viking here. Maybe we could get a show done now.
There'd be Christmas gremlins in this.
I know, right?
No, in my case, it's a damn dog.
Yeah,
we heard that
the dog,
the dog ate his headset.
The dog
oh,
ate
the dog
his headset.
His, oh, I heard he ate the dog's headset.
I'm about to eat the dog. We're talking Korean delicacy is next.
And that's how many times? Third, fourth?
That's number four.
It's cheaper to get new dog.
My brother's answer is put things higher. The damn dog knows how to climb the Jack Russell.
Put the dog outside.
Poto can vouch for this one. New York rules in winter.
Then at the end of the year when you do your taxes, put your headset on your taxes.
Hold on. Code Warrior wants to know how does he join Skype. I told him don't do it. No, you just gotta Skype.com and just follow the instructions there.
It's pretty easy. If I can get on Skype, anybody can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Just go to Skype.com. Well, okay. So then just set up an account. And,
you get that one free call.
Yeah. For those people who want to join us on air, you have one of two ways of doing so. You could call in at 714-583-6908. Or if you're joining us in the chat room, like a few people are tonight and hanging out still, the Skype, there's a handy dandy Skype button all the way on top of the screen of the chat room. You click that, and it should be a free call into the studio. And as I always say, free is good in today's economy. I've been saying that for years now, ever since I started doing shows on Skype, over 5 years, 6 years coming up this May. Oh, my God. All right, Scott, the Skype button on top is stupid, yes. Then I would suggest calling in the number 714-583-6908.
I don't know why people pay for Skype when you can just, Skype for free.
Because sometimes because Skype is getting stupid. They're getting smart. Like, oh, no, if you want to do that, you have to pay for it.
Well.
Now, the bad news is for me, as you notice, I took a long drive to get a signal.
Yes.
The good news is this podcast
is 10 minutes away from my house.
No. This podcast is being sponsored by Walmart because I can right now go inside and get my headset.
Oh, there you
that
go.
That is hilarious. Every time he tries to talk, you talk. It's that's a comment skit all in its own. Well, before we put all of our problems, we were talking about house fires and insurance and how when someone else steals your stuff, it costs you with your insurance company. And because of their doings, you got to pay outrageous fees and stuff.
That's right. Yes.
They should make
imagine
the person.
If he didn't.
Go ahead.
No, it's like I was saying, imagine if he didn't have insurance, though.
Yeah. Oh, I've been in that situation where I had to go into my own pocket.
See?
But what gets me is the guy handed the officer an insurance card. Well, it's supposed to be a felony if you falsify papers or give them papers knowing that it's not true. Well, he gave them fake insurance that didn't even have it. And
really?
The police officer supposedly ran it and said came back and said it was good. So I don't see how they can tell if you have insurance or not. But anyway.
All right. I'm just saying for your sanity, I'm going to put myself on mic mute because I'll be getting into Christmas music area.
But when I try to do his insurance, you know, to get my vehicle fixed, he no have none. So now I'm at a loan office place, and I have to put up my title for said fixed car to fix car. And he basically got off scot-free, not having to pay nothing. Because they said, well, I could take him to court, which will cost me more money. And no guarantee if I win. It's a pain in the butt. Are you there?
I'm here. I'm listening.
Oh,
somebody's sending me a message. I'm just trying to.
I'm just
sorry.
Making sure I didn't lose y'all again. But, you know, it's just terrible how the actions of others cost other people money.
Yeah, it does. It really does.
So the moral of the story is if you do not have a driver's license or you do not have vehicle insurance, please stay off the road.
Yes.
Don't matter how good of a driver you think you are.
Yes, you're right.
Oh, and jeepers, it's fixing to be New Year's Eve, so I'm not fixing to have to start parking my car in the yard. Because I moved recently, and we're out in the middle of nowhere, but lo and behold, across the street is two bars. I'm in the middle of BFE, but there's two bars out here. In case the, you know, crickets and stuff get thirsty, I guess. No, it's an ordinance in this city that they can't be, bars can't be around schools, churches. And since I'm in the Bible Belt, they kind of pretty much are on the outskirts of town.
Oh, okay. I remember my brother lived in a town in Wisconsin, and like every street corner had a bar.
Mm-hmm.
There were a lot of street corners in that town.
Yeah.
When you went to the main part of town where the stores were, it was like, oh my God, all you saw were bar signs.
Well, that's all there is here is bars, churches, and bars, churches. What was the third one? And, oh, restaurants. So you end up going to church on Sunday with a hangover. They feel like if they can drink all they want, but as long as they're in church Sunday, God will go, oh, it's okay.
Yeah. Well, that's because the churches own some of the bars.
God.
See? That's how they get you.
And I don't know where it is, but there's this I read online. I don't know where it is, but you might want to Google it. Maybe they'll tell you. But there's this funeral home that bought a building. It used to be a restaurant. Well, the thing had a drive-through. So in this funeral home's intimate wisdom, they decided that it would be cool to have a drive-through viewing center. So you can come
God.
View your loved ones. If you're too busy to get out of the car to go inside and see your recently deceased loved one, if you're too lazy to give him that 5 minutes or her, but you just want to do it from your car, you can drive through. They will put your lack of being, you know, nice, your dead loved one in the drive-through window for you to view.
Yeah, in Michigan, I just found the YouTube video for it. I found it.
Stupid.
Oh my God. Oh.
I'm sorry, that is just a total lack of respect, especially you're doing that to your family, your loved one.
Wait. It gets better. There's a thing on the side. There is a thing that you pull out for the register book, and there's a thing you lift for the memorial envelopes to deposit them.
And Martha, we'll miss you. Can I have some fries?
I just, that is so, to me, morbid and lack of respect. It's just, don't even bother going to the funeral home if you're just not even get out your car. That's if they mean that little to you, then don't even bother showing up. That's just my
opinion. It's like, hey, all right, guys, so here's the plan. We're going to go shopping. We'll go pick up some lunch. We'll go pay our respects. And then we'll go to the bank. And then we have to go back to work.
I mean, if you're in that much of a hurry, don't even bother.
Not really paying respect if you're in that much of a hurry.
No,
how respectful are you?
Who else is on this?
Well, I got an idea. Let's talk to something that's somewhat near the comic area, and that's wrestling.
And the
sad
part is,
I told Pogo last night.
Anybody could just pull up.
Am I on?
Yes, you're on.
Hold on.
Okay.
Here you go. That's the link for the Michigan drive-through funeral home.
It's just, I just thought I'd throw it out there because that's just something that I would think that Pogo would want to know.
Right.
You do and you don't, but you know.
Well, like I was about to say, this is something that's near comic book related, and that's with pro wrestling. And this is something I told Pogo last night. Vince McMahon has sold $100 million worth of WWE stock to revitalize the XFL.
Why?
I
thought I saw something on XFL. I thought it was something old. It didn't work the first time. Why?
He's counting on the fact that the NFL has been having problems with the anthem protests.
Not the NFL's having problems with it, the players. So he can start his own little thingy. The players are going to do over with him what they're doing over in the NFL. Okay, whatever.
If I'm going to take a fun driving, if I make it in the same time I did, I should be in for the last half hour. Luckily, it's the same kind of headset that I previously had before. By Carina. So I should be back soon.
Is it a Razor?
Yes.
Okay.
All right, so... I'll see you in a bit.
Hey, do me a favor. When you go to work, since you can't put your dog outside, take the headsets with you.
I got two. I'm putting one very, very elevated. That's in the attic.
Okay.
All right.
But
talk
still take
later.
The other one with you.
Right. Okay, bye.
Bye. Pogo. Okay. While we're waiting on Pogo, Pogo. Okay, I need a topic. So what does everybody think of the Justice League movies and stuff, the new movie? I have yet to seen it. I'm kind of curious of what they're going to have Aquaman do. Of course, you know, Pogo Man thinks they've done a good job with him. I can't comment because, you know, I don't know. But I did like the Superman versus Batman, you know, even though Ben Affleck's performance was kind of lackluster, in my opinion. Kind of brought down the movie a little bit. He doesn't fit. He just, I don't know, just doesn't fit. Better than Clooney? Pogo Man. I seem to lost Pogo Man. Or it could be me, could be lost. Huh. Pogo. Hello? Hello? Hello?